BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Do you ever write bad reviews for restaurants online? You'll think twice after today's show. Dev's on Real or No Real. Has Chris packed enough pants for our trip to Exeter? And Innuendo Bingo is one of the best. It's the Hairy Bikers. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio. Hello, Hannah in Cornwall, who's revising for A-level exams. It's only made bearable by listening to this show. Thank you very much. Also, a lot of people still revising and still getting through exam stuff today. Hannah Taylor says, you seriously do not understand how many revision sessions you've got me through recently. Thank you. Have a little break and enjoy Innuendo Bingo today at 1:45 as we merge together. Well, it's like a meeting of two BBC institutions, the Hairy Bikers and Innuendo Bingo.
I like what you said about just preparing a special little area. So maybe if you are having a lunch break, maybe do it with that. So lay out, you know, maybe a little rug or something like that, a little table.
Get your rug out.
Yeah, get your rug out. Have your lunch there and, you know, let's enjoy this. Let's make this an event. What? In fact, let's make this an event.
Okay. And how would we just get a rug for that, do we? And some food.
I don't know. It's just jazzing up lunch a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to make this a thing.
So, you know, grab your sandwich, grab your wrap, grab your whatever you've got, box of something, and sit down and watch it at 1:45. If you've never watched Innuendo Bingo before, this is going to be the one, because they probably haven't even seen videos of it. And I know for a fact, beginner's error, they haven't bought a change of clothes because they've just arrived in the building.
No, but we are trying to source them some clothes. I believe we've got some fisherman's wear, which was just lying around the office. Also, why would that just be lying around the office?
I don't. Well, there's loads of things
one of our producers here is holding up a sumo suit.
Yeah, that'll do.
As well.
One can wear that.
But why do these things just kind of linger in the office? Because there's no real reason why anyone would be wearing that.
I'll tell you why, Chris. Because we are so wacky. That's why. The Scott Mills Daily. More of the revision crew have been on. This is Naya on Twitter getting me through revision for my first GCSE test tomorrow. All going to be fine. It'll be fine. Good luck. That was Bring Me the Horizon. And follow you.
Interesting point, this one. You know how you can get shower caps for long, straggly hair?
Sure.
Someone's texting saying, can you get that for your beard? And if so, should we give these to the Hairy Bikers?
Well, obviously you can get, like, shower caps in hotels, but I have never...
Yeah, for the beard.
I've never seen a beard cap. Are they a thing?
If not, Dragon's Den for us.
It's a bit... Yeah, that's actually a great idea. It's a bit late, but maybe have a look on Amazon. And see,
it needs to be here within the next 10 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, even if you did Prime, it's probably not going to be here in time. But just for future reference, when we have people on with beards playing bingo, have a look. Go on. The Scott Mills Daily. I'm thrilled to say that we have the Hairy Bikers with us. It's BBC royalty, Chris.
Yeah, you're having a laugh.
Hey, Scott.
Scott, what a sweet talk.
That means to go from you.
Oh, seriously. I've been wanting to get you on the show for ages and it's finally happened.
Oh, well, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for coming on. Now, if you remember, on Radio 1 in December, we started something pretty big. We launched a year-long campaign to get loads of you to give your time to good causes, to pledge 1 million hours of volunteering time to a charity or an organisation or a movement that you feel passion for. Because there's loads of organisations out there who rely on your time and, you know, you can have a great experience as well and meet lots of new people. Now, we're excited that Hairy Bikers are here today because just like a million hours, you're kind of celebrating volunteering as part of BBC's Do Something Great, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
So tell us about that.
Well, we did a programme called Old School. There's one episode being out. And really, we spoke to some professors and gerontologists, like professors of ageing, and the two loneliest groups in Britain are teenagers and the elderly. So in a simplistic way, you put the two groups together, you solve a lot of problems. But of course, both groups are quite vulnerable. So it's how you bring them together, and that's what the programme Old School is all about.
Ah, okay. And it's on tonight.
Yeah,
the next
episode two.
Episode two, BBC Two at 9 PM.
Yeah.
So you're kind of, I mean, this must be your most ambitious project yet, really.
Well, it was a big project to take on, Scott. So, you know, it was interesting because you put these two elements of society together on an even playing field with a skill exchange. Mm. So there was no hierarchy. One wasn't more important than the other. And it was really interesting to see how those relationships developed because we, you know, we cared about it and we wanted those relationships to work. Some did, some didn't. But it was just an amazing thing to be involved in.
I bet.
And everybody got something out of it.
Yeah.
Everybody.
It was kind of proper telly. It was exciting. And we felt this huge sense of responsibility.
Yeah.
Because we didn't know whether it would work.
Work, yeah.
And actually, as the series progresses, it's very honest in that way, the problems that came up. And as you had some successes, it brought again other problems. So it's how you solve that.
Yeah. Who did you find got more from it? Was it the teenagers or was it the elderly?
Do you know, I think it was the easy answer to that was they both got the same. And that was the great thing to see. Because not only was there a lot of emotional investment in it, but there was also the academic achievement and achievements in terms of movement, in terms of life, in terms of happiness, in terms of skill sets. For the older members of Old School, it just worked across the board. You know, it was fantastic to be involved in.
You know, they've done experiments in Japan where they put elderly people into schools with the purpose of helping the elderly, you know, with mobility and attitude to life. But this was a level playing field. You know, the teenagers had to benefit too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's teenage times can be pretty tough.
Yeah, absolutely.
And actually having a mate or a grandparent. But it came more like mates, didn't it?
It did.
It wasn't a mentor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was. It would, and it just kind of naturally fell into that pattern.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't a... Yeah. It was really, really interesting to see. Because everybody invested in it.
Yeah.
You know, and we were intervening at a particularly crucial time in the younger members' development in terms of their educational development and their emotional development, and that was the worry for us. We were thinking, dear me, television programme at a crucial time. But actually, it worked really well.
I think it's a really nice idea because I think the natural thought would be that it's teenagers giving more to the elderly.
Yeah.
And I think, because obviously there'd be a lot of young people listening to this right now who actually might not realise what they could get from it.
Yeah.
They could get from that experience of, I don't know, helping out with elderly people or finding some elderly people who live local to them or charities.
Yeah, it became really balanced. You know, what came out in the programme, because it was centred around a school, and a school was a great place to do it. It's the heart of the community, but also it's kind of a safe environment for both parties. But one of the things as it came out, the older participants needed a place within the school. So we had to build like almost like a cabin in the school grounds that became like the old school kind of clubhouse.
Clubhouse, yeah.
But again, it was a very, very balanced clubhouse. One side wasn't stronger than the other, but it became a great thing to be part of that club. And
it was great, you know, because the teenagers wanted, you know, it's always important sometimes. It's sometimes easier to talk to somebody that doesn't have a vested interest in you and an agenda, you know, like a family member, you know, we want you to do this, we want you to do that. And what was great about the relationships that developed was that, as Dave was saying, it's a very, very, very simple level playing field. And what happens with an environment like that is that the teenage members of Old School kind of just start to open up. Once that had happened, it was really interesting to see the older members of school opening up, and that those levels of conversation and those levels of just the most wonderful relationships started to flourish, and it was just great.
You can see all this on BBC Two episode 2 tonight, Old School with Harry Bikers. My friend Rob's just texted me. We have a joke with him because all he puts on his WhatsApp messages are pictures of his bike. And he's like, can you ask the Harry Bikers, will they be my biking friends?
Yeah,
I can put you in touch.
We're everybody's biking friends.
Yeah. Even if they don't ride bikes, mostly they're still, we're friends.
Just Rob would love that. Okay, so we're going to play Inuit de Bingo in a minute. Have you seen it before? Have you seen any videos?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Okay, so I know you haven't bought any change of clothes. So we've got.
No, we haven't.
We've got for you choice of.
Fisherman's.
Fisherman's cagoule there.
Yeah, definitely.
Avec trousers, yellow. We have fat sumo suit.
Oh.
Slightly deflated. And we have classic, your classic plastic rain poncho.
Although it feels like a bag.
It's a bag.
It's basically a plastic bag. I said poncho.
I'll go for the plastic bag.
Okay, well, we'll sort out amongst ourselves. We'll play Bebe Rexha and Nicki Minaj, and then Hairy Bikers play Innuendo Bingo.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Toby in Cambridge says, I am so excited for Innuendo Bingo with Dave and Si, watching live on the website for the very first time. This is one that a lot of people will watch today, I think. You can get a video of it later if you can't watch live now. But honestly, it's going to be a good one. Hairy Bikers on Bingo. Get online now to the Radio 1 website, laptop, computer, tablet, phone. Toby says, revision is officially postponed while this happens. Let's do it. The cameras are on.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Okay, so the bikers, Dave and Si, are about to get very wet. Very wet indeed. Can I remind you, the water is cold. Please, no swearing here. We don't have any of that, apart from when Hodor did it, and it all went off.
Did it all kick off?
Yeah, so don't do that, Si. Don't do that. You know.
That'd be wrong.
We're all right, us.
I know you are.
I don't know any swear words.
I trust you. I know you don't.
I'm really sorry that I've just spilt a whole glass of water over your shoes.
No, you're not.
That's great, isn't it?
No, I am.
Velvet. It's purple velvet.
It's Prince
Memorial Boots.
We finally get the Hairy Bikers in, and then you have an accident on Dave's shoe.
Oh, yeah.
And
how
BBC
mad is it?
Royalty
the Hairy Bikers are playing
it's
this game.
It's mad.
This is the best.
I love this shit.
It is good.
It's genius.
Come on.
Yeah. Okay.
Look at you all wrapped up there.
Well, I can't. What else am I also going to do?
You look like Nigel Slater on a camping holiday now.
That's
so,
it. That's it. Look.
Dave, if you want to talk us through what you're wearing there.
I am wearing a deflated sumo suit.
And Si?
I'm wearing a pair of fisherman's trousers and a plastic bag.
It's a good look.
I'm rocking it.
Yeah,
you look a little like a contraceptive, maybe.
It's a giant contraceptive sort of vibe.
Giant Johnny.
Right, here you go.
That's exactly
giant
what
Johnny,
I would... exactly it, Scott.
Yeah. Say what you see.
If it was expensive, it'd be Johnny Cash.
Good morning. Okay, so let's take some water in our mouths, please. This is going to be a good one. I can feel it in my bones. So many people taking revision break to watch this. Okay. Lots of water in the mouth.
Mm.
Don't use the bin, use his face. Mm. First, we're going to the BBC's Hairy Bikers. Si and Dave, they're very good mates on the show. It's true, isn't it, lads?
Mm.
Right, me and Chris here, we're good mates. We have been for years, but we've never done this together.
Dave?
Yeah.
Why is smaller better than bigger?
Because I like to be able to take a whole ball and put it in my mouth in a one hour. A big ball, it gets stuck.
Reload. Reload.
Did I say that?
Yeah, reload. More water, here we go.
But they're just about perfect. When you're happy with your balls, let your mate gently tickle them for a few minutes in a frying pan.
Dave and Si, they're cooking some delicious meatballs on their show. In a frying pan? Never done that.
Did you two honestly not notice at the time?
We just riff on. You know, we've done it for 20-odd years.
You are on this game a lot.
Yeah, we play your clips a lot. Which is why it's great that you're on today.
Mm. I'm really sorry, dude.
Sorry.
No,
don't be sorry. That's the game.
Game on.
That's the game. Next, we're going to Channel 5's GP Behind Closed Doors. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
This man claims to be a doctor.
Div?
Yeah.
Why are you... wrong. He is not a doctor in any way.
I'm sure.
Div? Sorry. False alarm, everyone.
Hold on, I need a reload.
Reload.
Passes a reload. Yeah.
Channel 5's GP's Behind Closed Doors. Now, this man claims to be a doctor. Chris? Water.
Can you just swallow? Well done. It's not easy to swallow when somebody tells you to swallow.
That doctor there examining the patient's vocal cords, of course.
Yes.
Thanks to Becca for sending that one in. Very good, Becca.
It's not easy to swallow when somebody tells you to swallow.
That's right. More water, please.
Mm-hmm.
Giant Johnny. All I can think of now.
Scott!
Sorry, let's move on.
That's
now it's coverage of Liverpool versus Villarreal. No. Liverpool versus... I'll run up and try again.
Yeah.
Liverpool versus Villarreal.
Yes.
On 5 Live. We join the game at a very tense moment as Daniel Sturridge is about to take a free kick. Now, I didn't realise this happened. I might have to watch some kind of free kicks compilation later in my own time.
Sturridge, no, I thought Sturridge was just going to pinch it off him. No, he's always a master plan. Look, there's a whisper, look. If you just do this and dummy over, then I'll come round the side, pull your shorts down and whack it in.
What? I don't know. I have no idea. You're the football one.
Dummy over, then I'll come round the side, pull your shorts down and whack it in.
That's a weird one, Scott.
That's very weird.
That's
never not, heard of that.
It's not a football term, I don't know.
No, right? No, definitely not okay. Something you would have described.
Oh, I thought it was for free kicks. Wow. Water, please, everybody. Water, please. In your bingo with the Hairy Bikers, it's on, and it's a good one. Now, we like to ask every chef, Chris.
Sorry. What? The sumo suit does look funny, because you kind of relaxed into it now. So it just like...
It's all a suit, you've been on a diet.
Look,
if you've
got your man boobs
don't
there.
Don't touch my car.
Oh no, this is too much. Okay,
wait,
water, hold on, please.
I need to ring. Hold on.
Please.
I think I've just
maintain
done
some
something
water here.
To me, fisherman's camp.
An egg.
Water, please.
How are you?
Here we go. We like to ask every chef who plays Inuna Bingo one question. Who is the king of Mallorcan lardy cake? Does anyone know? Chris does. The king of Mallorcan lardy cake. Anybody? Rick Stein thinks it's this guy.
It's called Ensaimada, and no Mallorcan feast is complete without it. The king of Mallorcan lardy cake, because that's what it reminds me of, is Miguel Pujol.
Yeah. Don't repeat it, please. Thank you. That's just his name. Don't wear it out.
The king of Mallorcan lardy cake, because that's what it reminds me of, is Miguel Pujol.
That's his name.
That cannot be right. Oh,
true.
His parents must
next
like
time you're in Mallorca and you fancy some lardy cake, he's the man to ask. Right.
Oh. Have you seen a Mr. Pujol?
Yes.
Water, please.
Oh. One of Miguel's finest.
Now over to... No.
Oh, it's just put us off me lunch.
Now, we're going to Bargain Hunt on BBC One. Mm. Water, please, everybody. Mm. I'm a bit hot. Now, old antiques don't really do much for me, but... Chris, you've made a mess of yourself again. Come on. Old antiques don't do much for me. But Pat on Bargain Hunt will do absolutely anything to win.
But I was still on aware mode and he just went too fast and I fell off the back into the lock.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Pat, you don't mind getting wet, do you?
No, I love getting wet.
OK, fine. Marcus and Sam sent that one in. Pat loves it.
Pat, you don't mind getting wet, do you?
No, I love getting wet.
Mm. Water, please. Chris, you try so hard to keep that in there.
Yeah.
Next, we're going to Bear Grylls, The Island, USA. Now, I've not seen this show myself, not the US version. But, let me tell you, this is what happens when a group of men are left together on an island for 2 weeks.
We got another one. Whoever wants this next one, it's going to be good.
I got to follow you, Benji.
Oh, there we go, boys.
Oh,
man.
Benji.
Oh, wow, you're double-fisting that, just chugging on too.
It's so much better than American
accent. Oh, no. I'm not going on audio with him again.
No. Oh, wow, you're double-fisting that, just chugging on too.
Good spot to Stuart there. Don't really understand what was going on in that clip. But they have been on an island together for 2 weeks.
I gotta follow you, Benji.
Oh, there we go, boys.
Oh,
man. Oh, wow, you're double-fisting that, just chugging on too.
OK, good. And more water, please.
This is the best one in a while.
It is the best one in a while.
This is so fun.
No doubt.
I actually don't want this to end.
No, I don't. Water, please. Now we have got... What are those noises coming from Hairy Bikers, please? Now it's another of Bradley Walsh's multiple choice questions on The Chase. Ready? Got a lot of water there. Remember, on The Chase, the answer is never C.
What term was used to describe a verbal assault from Margaret Thatcher? A, carpet bagging, B, hand bagging, or C, tea bagging?
That's
on.
Yeah. Never C. Never go for C.
Or C, tea bagging.
Okay, good.
These are great. These are good, aren't they?
Oh, good.
Brilliant.
And finally, end. Finally, on Hairy Bikers, Inuna Bingo, we're going to a cook abroad on BBC Two. Great show. Mm-hmm. Now, Dave and Si, one of the perks of your job is you get to meet interesting people in amazing places. Mm-hmm. But would you have taken up this offer from the village headman?
You couldn't get more sustainable than this.
Before I leave, the village headman is determined to see if I can shoot his blowpipe.
Rachel Koo getting friendly with the locals there.
Rachel,
beautiful young lady.
What a lad.
Well, that was an incredible innuendo bingo today.
Absolutely. What a man.
Don't forget, Old School with Hairy Bikers tonight, 9 o'clock, BBC Two. And what a game of innuendo bingo that was. Thanks, lads. Please come again soon.
Thanks for having us.
It was so good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm Scott Mills. Before that, just a really up summary song from Justin Timberlake. Did you see him on Eurovision?
So good.
Why did he just do Rock Your Body on that one, though? I wanted more. I wanted more. Oh, well, we had to fit in Azerbaijan, though, didn't we?
But I mean, I am jealous of him.
But what, he went to Sweden.
I don't think it's a bad thing.
Why are you jealous of him?
I just think he's brilliant.
And he is.
He's that rare case where I think even guys realise that he's like an ultimate guy to a lot of people.
Yeah, and it's a good song. He's gone back to the original hit makers, the hit writers that wrote all the NSYNC stuff. Do you know how I know this?
How?
Just something I noticed when I was listening to it yesterday. One of the earlier NSYNC songs was a Christmas one, which I discovered at the end of a terrible Christmas film from the 90s. Maybe he's forgotten about...
Oh, yes.
Same.
Oh, no, you're playing a Christmas song.
Oh, yeah.
In May.
But is it not the bit of the same song? This is like from 98 from his old band NSYNC.
I'm all up for him going back to the roots, though. That's what he's done. He's going back.
Fair play. He's like, no one will remember that one. Apart from Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
One.
This is
BBC.
BBC Radio 1.
It's going to be exciting next week on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Less than 2 weeks to Radio 1's big weekend. And then next week is the lead up to the actual weekend. So we're going to take some of the biggest stars to Exeter. Why don't we get them to come in the week before big weekend and co-host the breakfast show? This is going to be amazing. So they're going to be just hanging around for the show. Some of the artists that are appearing this year at Big Weekend, like Jess Glynn. Will you take me home? And Biffy Clyro. And Craig David. And Nick Jonas also co-hosting. And there'll be Jack Garrett. Also next week in the run-up to Big Weekend on Breakfast, Ryan Tedder from One Republic. Oh, and Dan from Bastille. What I quite like the idea of is like Nick Jonas just casually kind of helping out with the entertainment news.
It's massive. No one else can do it like this.
No one can do this. Or maybe, like, I don't know, Biffy Clyro interviewing someone from Holby City. Or whatever guest they have on, you know? It's going to be good next week. Craig David introducing Track of the Day, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So, all next week on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. all of those star guests co-hosting with Grimmy.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is a good point. It's a little bit of a hoop. Jane is in her kitchen in Spalding. When she says you need to let it go, it does sound a little bit like Nessa from Gavin and Stacey.
Oh, yeah.
You need to let it go. You need to let it go. So her new album is my absolute favourite, as you can imagine. Not Nessa, Meghan Trainor. So good.
What's going on with the rest of the album?
It's really good. The next single is called Me Too. You're going to love it as much as that. That was No.
This is Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Hoping for that on New Music Friday because it is a bit of me. Yes, Niall.
Hello.
Hello. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Norwich.
Yes. How's it going?
All right. I'm currently out doing a few deliveries and just pulled over to talk to you guys to pick a banger.
Is the sun shining in Norwich, please?
Well, it is. It's slightly getting a little bit more cloudy as we speak, but it's been lovely today.
Now, I believe you've referred to yourself as, is it king of the banter, or that your banter is out of this world?
Well, I'll be honest, I'm up there. I'm up there with the best.
Like, with who? Who's the best?
Me. I'm the best.
I see. You're the benchmark.
Well, I would say so.
Yeah. See, I'm not hearing any evidence at the moment, but I reckon that when you're out, you are a lull a minute.
Yeah. Well, you need to be in the right arena, right?
There's a time and a place, but, you know.
Yeah, get your mate.
I do my best wherever I go.
And also, like, you can't just switch it on demand, can you?
No, you can't, no.
Got you.
But it does come naturally sometimes, you know.
Do you know what, though? From our phone answerers, you said that you were king of the bants, and it's got you through. You're on bangers.
Mm. Yep, that is my aim.
It's a bit like when people go into Big Brother, hey, and they're like, I'm going to really stir it up in the house. And then they get in there, really boring.
Yeah.
Not, I'm saying you're boring. God. No, Niall. I didn't mean like that. But you know what I mean?
I get what you mean, yeah.
Do you know what? That said, I've got an amazing banger for you today.
Okay,
you ready to hear it?
I'm ready to hear it,
okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm saying proper windows down moment with this one. Belting out this song. I know you love it, Niall. It's Florence.
Yeah.
And You Got the Love.
That is...
What are you thinking about that?
That is a very good choice.
Yeah. What about...
A very good choice. This is another very good choice.
T.I. featuring Rihanna, Live Your Life.
I'm sure I've offered this one up before.
There will be repeats.
There will be repeats. Yeah. There will.
Proper good pop song from Rihanna there.
They're both good songs for the day.
Yes?
Right. It is a tough one. What do I fancy on a day like today?
I know, in Norwich with the sun shining.
In Norwich, yeah.
Yeah.
I do normally pick Chris. And
yeah, that's what all of the callers
sometimes,
say.
Yeah, but then you do have the occasional song where it's like, oh, I have to pick that.
Yes.
And, today, I think I'm going to have to go with Scott today.
Yes!
It's got to be Scott.
Thank you.
You will be thankful for the life you get, you know what I'm saying?
Niall, I'll never call you, I'll never question your banter ever again, okay? Oh, he's gone.
I like the way he's just dropped mic at the end, like the king of banter would do.
What was that awful song? Not that one, that's a good song.
That's a tune.
No, the awful song, which, is from.
It's a really old one, and I think it's called, like, Drogster Tin Die or something, and it's that...
Dragostine.
No man, no man.
Who was that by, please? Because I'm having that as a future banger.
Why am I thinking it was, like, Ozone or something like that?
Something like that. Weren't they, like, Bulgarian or something?
Numa.
By? I'm writing that down.
Scott, her? I've absolutely smashed this. I can't pronounce the name of it. Drogstie Din Tai by Ozone.
It was Ozone. Yeah. You are such an anorak of bad Europop. Love that. I'm going to get that on. I'm writing that down. Numa Numa, right?
Yeah, it's that. Numa Numa.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills 1.
You know, whenever you recommend to me a place to go on holiday, perhaps, or a restaurant I should try out, you generally send me a link to a review website.
Yes, I do. So you can have a look for yourself, because sometimes I don't think you believe me. I think you think that I'm sending you to somewhere weird.
Yeah, and it is useful because then obviously you can see the rating of the place. You get to see pictures. You also get to see pictures that customers have taken as well.
Yeah.
Which I find quite useful because they're not always the really glossy ones. You get the real pictures there.
Yeah, I actually quite like looking at those because obviously you've got the main hotel website, which is all like really posh. Mm. And then you go on and there's just someone in a bath in one of the rooms. Obsessed with those.
But also you get customer reviews as well. So obviously anyone who's used, say, the hotel or used the restaurant will then go on afterwards and they will write a very honest, generally, reaction to their experience.
I'll let you into a little secret. Sometimes when I'm not feeling the best after a night out, I will just read reviews on that website.
No way.
For quite a few hours. I really, really enjoy it.
Strangely, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
But the thing is with that, because so many people now look at these reviews, I can understand it from a business point of view, where businesses want to kind of stick up for themselves a little bit.
Yeah, but mostly what you get, as an expert here talking, mostly what you get, if it's a complaint, you get the general manager on going, we're really sorry, our hotel didn't match up to your expectations on this occasion. Please contact me directly and I'll do anything I can to help. Please come back.
Exactly. But I want less of that.
Yeah, I do.
And what
as well.
I want is a bit more sass back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm all for customer service, but I do think some of these reviews can be quite pedantic sometimes.
Oh, they really can. It's just idiots putting, like, stupid stuff on there.
Yeah.
I want someone to go, actually, honey, my restaurant is great.
Yes. Slay, general manager.
I think I find my hotels really good, so don't be trying that one.
So anyway, I saw this thing online yesterday, and it's about a chef who has gone onto one of these review websites, one that rhymes with HipAdvisor, and started answering back to reviews about his place.
Okay, who is he?
Now, his name is Pedro.
Is it?
Yeah, his name is Pedro. And I believe he runs a Mexican restaurant.
Okay.
And what's brilliant about this is I've managed to get hold of Pedro and he's on the line at the moment.
No way.
He's a sassy chef.
Hello?
Hola.
Hello. Oh, are you Spanish?
Hola. No, not really. I'm from Yorkshire.
Oh.
Now, forgive me, Pedro.
That's my alias.
Is it? I did wonder.
Right. I just wonder how many Pedros there are in Yorkshire.
Not many.
Oh, I like you already.
Thanks.
All right, so you've been given sass back. So, for example, Scott, I was having a look on HipAdvisor, and one of the reviews, do you want me to read you what the person said in their review?
Yes.
Okay, well, it was quite a long review, and as part of it, they said about the music being too loud. So they said, the music is so loud, the problem gets worse as everybody has to shout to be heard. And also in this review, they say no extra sour cream was offered.
Terrible.
And they actually thought the food was quite dry.
Oh, get over it.
But Pedro saw this, Scott, and then gave a bit of sass back.
So this is the reply back from the restaurant owner.
Why would we offer sour cream when it's already on the garnish? You could have asked, but the staff wouldn't hear you as they're all deaf from the loud music. Perhaps next time you should eat out at a Nana-style restaurant where there's panpipe music playing and glitter falls from the sky.
Wow.
It's been the same level for 3 years and we're not going to turn it down as it's part of the experience. Would you go into a bar or club and ask to turn the music down? Exactly.
Exactly.
Oh, this is so good. It's about time someone had a go back. I'm fed up of... I'm really sorry. Don't be. If you're running a good place, don't apologise.
Is that how it was for you, Pedro?
It was exactly like that. Why would you offer sour cream when it's already on the garnish?
Totally.
Would you like some sour cream? What, you wouldn't go around asking that?
He's my favourite. Can we get you on, like, every week?
Sure.
You see,
$2.
Just with the latest complaints that you've had and your sassy reply back.
that's what we can review.
Yeah.
I think it's all good. I think you're giving yourself a bit of identity, you know, because I think people will respect your kind of passion and honesty with it. And actually, we said this a while ago, there are places in America that people pay to go and get a bit of sort of, I don't know how you describe the service, maybe not rude, but sort of...
Slightly abusive. A little bit of... they just make a few jokes at your expense. You've got to be prepared to laugh at yourself. Do you know, this is so weird that we're having this conversation because I'm going to America later in the year, and today, this morning, I booked a table at the restaurant in Vegas where they're rude to you.
Did you?
It's kind of meant to be, this chat.
Now, Pedro, you didn't just do this once, did you?
No, a few times. Well, on its own to protect my business and protect my reviews and protect my food.
Yeah, because any old complainer can just be on there and just say what they want. It's not fair, I don't think.
So, Scott, I've got a couple more reviews if you're interested.
OK, let's break for a song and then we'll do two more of the reviews and what Pedro had to say back.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, we were just talking to Pedro, a restaurant owner from Yorkshire. And so many chefs and small businesses and hotels and restaurants have been on saying this guy is a hero because so many of these online reviews are bogus or just people that are really picky. And it does affect, can affect business.
Yeah, right. And they can just be really pedantic and I don't know, it's good that people fight back a bit.
I get it sometimes, but a lot of the time they're just whingers, professional whingers. Pedro.
Hi.
Don't ever write a bad review on HipAdvisor for his restaurant because you'll get some sass back. Isn't that right?
Whip.
Some what?
The whip.
The whip is out.
Whip. Yeah.
But we quite like it, Pedro. We think more people should do this because it's too easy for people to just put these reviews up and often businesses just have to kind of suck it up.
Well, usually they put a review on when they get home and they've had the meal and the waitress says, everything all right? Oh, yes, it was lovely. Then they get home and go, well, I wasn't offered sour cream.
Yeah, exactly. They're all nice to you in there and then they get on the computer and they're like...
Yeah, two bottles of wine later.
Yeah, got you.
We like sassy Pedro. Okay, so another review was put on HipAdvisor. I'll give you the highlights. I had a peri-peri chicken burrito, brackets £14, which was hard on the outside and filled with some sort of brown. don't know what that means. The review then goes on, family had fajitas / nachos, etc., and we were all very underwhelmed. Not the nicest thing you want to see on your HipAdvisor review.
What do you think to that one, Pedro?
Well, it was a burrito, I don't know what they were expecting.
Exactly.
Open up and fireworks maybe come out of it.
Pedro, your response was incredible. We've got it here.
The burritos are oven-baked, hence being crispy on the outside. It's filled with refried beans, rice, peppers, onions and cheese and mole chicken. We've sold thousands of these and not had one complaint. As to the rest of your meals, we've also had thousands of compliments about the nachos and fajitas. KFC do soft burritos. Try that next time.
Yes!
Yes!
So good.
Does it feel liberating for you, Pedro?
It does, yeah, because I like to protect my restaurant and my food and my interests.
Good man.
Good, I'm all for it. More people need to do this.
You do, yeah.
We think you're spot on with this.
Legend.
Do you know what? I'm going to do... There was one more review, okay? And sort of the highlights of this review were saying that the staff were rude and that after sending the food back, they had to wait a while for, I think, their new food to turn up. They also had this issue, Scott, which was that they were promised, I think, a 20% discount, but only got a 10%.
Right.
Something like that. Is that right, Pedro? Did you see that one?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
In fact, I know you saw that one because this is the response you then gave.
First of all, the staff are not rude. It's your fault. Of course you had to wait when you sent them back. How did you think we would remake items without a wait? We're not McDonald's, you know. And we don't have a 10% discount button on the till, only 20 or 40. So you're lying. And if you have the receipt that says 10%, I'll give you £100 and eat my hat. But you haven't, because you're lying. Stick to the 2-for-1 places next time. You'll have two great nights out for the price of a Mexican.
Yes.
I love it. Good one, Pedro. I really enjoy your answers back.
Oh, no probs.
I think it's great that we've got our own sassy chef. Can we call you again, please?
Of course you can. Come anytime, baby.
And how's business since there've been a few articles about your sassy reviews online?
The phone hasn't stopped ringing. The emails haven't stopped ringing. We're full tonight. We're full tomorrow night. Exactly. We're full weekend.
Exactly.
Oh, well, this is fantastic. So you're busier than ever?
Busier than ever.
I knew there was an opportunity for this, Scott. You've just taken it. You've just gone ahead with it, Pedro. I properly respect you for it.
Me too.
No problem.
I can't wait for us to visit and for you to give us some of your sass at some point.
Do you think that people will be now, once they've had the meal tonight, will be going home and writing a review?
Of course
on purpose.
They are, because they want Pedro to reply.
Pedro, right, love it.
Pedro, what's your real name, by the way?
Jason.
Right,
okay. Got you. Right, we'll speak soon. I know this.
All right, no problem.
Love you, bye.
Darling. Bye, I love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Dev is here as well, playing Real or No Real in a minute. Hiya.
Hi.
Hey, Chris, we're off to Exeter tonight for the Radio 1 Academy.
Yeah, ma'am.
And the show will come from Exeter tomorrow and Thursday. It's going to be good. So have you bought the stuff, because we're getting the train, have you bought what you've packed?
I packed very quickly beforehand, so I had 5 minutes this morning.
You're so rubbish.
As in, I could have done more time.
Is this the bag here?
I left it last minute. That is the bag, yes.
Let's just have a little look.
No. Who made you customs?
Because...
This is unreal, Dev.
This sums up our
relationship. The fact that Scott can just go... You can literally just pick up my bag and just go through it like that.
That's good. He's got the cologne out.
Now he's spraying.
Why are you bringing cologne?
Quite nice.
It's well weird, this. Who else would do this
also,
to their friend?
You are not going to have time to use that. We're going to be busy.
How many pairs of pants has he got?
Don't dig deeper.
Okay. They won't even let you have that in the hotel.
No, I know. Right, brilliant.
It's banned in the UK, isn't it?
Also, do you really think you're going to get through all those? We were only there 2 nights.
No, well...
Rate yourself.
Okay, fine.
Right. Now, is there enough pants in there?
Well, you tell me. You've just been through it.
I didn't see any. Are you doing that thing you normally do where you try and make them last 3 days?
No, I think there should be some pants in
there. Turn them inside out? Good as new?
Genuine question. Are there some pants in there?
But I thought of you because I'm your friend.
You've bought me pants?
Yeah. Well, I need one pair because I realise
so
I didn't pack enough. But if you need one of my stretch 3-pack...
Yeah.
Off you go.
What a pal.
Knock yourself out.
Are those... So what's your situation there? Are you the kind of person that brings different pants for different occasions as well? Have you got your Exeter thong ready?
No.
Like...
Just a standard 3-pack of pants. And I'm just saying, if you want to have one, because you won't have packed enough, then go for it.
Have you got your going out pants for tonight?
Yes. I will dish them out later.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, Dev's here, and we're going to play Real or No Real.
Yeah.
Is this true?
A couple in their 80s went raving at a nightclub until 5 a.m. to kill time before meeting their daughter.
It's like when Mary Berry went to Ibiza, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I like this. This is a nice story.
I wonder what club it was.
I've started thinking about this recently. When we get old... Will we still be doing the same things? Like, when you get in your 80s...
Do you think we'll be friends?
Yeah.
Do you actually think we'll know each other all our lives? Be honest.
Yes. No?
Dev's not... No, let's be
honest. Dev's twitching, look.
I'm just trying to think about who I'd still talk to from, like, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's almost nobody.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Is it almost no one?
Almost nobody, yeah. Like, I don't still speak to anybody from, like, my school. Maybe, like, one or two people.
Yeah, I don't really. Would you say you're quite transient, Dev?
Yeah,
what does that mean?
Just kind of like moves along. Next, yeah. next.
Yeah. See you later.
Dev, you flow with the river of life, don't you? You're quite easygoing like that.
Yeah,
I'm on that river of life with my canal boat. Yeah.
You're like the wind.
Yeah,
You are like the wind.
Full of wind.
Well, yes, that was also yes. I've been in the studio after your show.
Here's the thing about this real or no real. I think that's a lovely thing. And I'd like to think that in my 80s that I would be doing that.
No, I don't think we're going to be clubbing in our 80s, Chris.
We still be on, like, Snapchat in your 80s. Like, imagine what your story will be. Like, oh, just made this new loaf. Look at this.
I want Danny Howard to still be DJing the same clubs in his 80s.
Yeah. Do you think we'll still go for our nights out sometimes? Or do you think they'll be a bit more toned down?
No, it depends. I think... Because nothing much has changed so far, has
it? Yeah, but when we're 80, though, the technology would have moved forward. You could get yourself a hydraulic hip. Right?
Okay.
You'd still be out there. You wouldn't have to worry about hurting yourself.
True.
I think it's great, and why not? So I'm going to say real.
Someone says, ask yourselves, when was the last time you spoke to Zane Lowe?
I mean,
he chose to leave.
I tweeted him when I was in LA.
Did you?
Didn't get back to me.
Did he reply? No.
When's the last time you spoke to him, Scott?
Transient. Huh?
Have you sort of binned him off?
No, I've tried to make contact.
So he's binned you off?
Mm-hmm. There's a theme here, Def.
Yeah.
Did a couple in their 80s go raving until 5 a.m?
I want this to be true.
5 a.m as well?
Yeah. Well, they had to pick up their daughter after.
But that's beyond... That's usually what I would do.
That's usually what time people that age would get up, right, yeah, at 5 a.m.
Yeah. I got up early, didn't I?
Yeah.
I think this is real.
I want this to be real so bad, but nah, no real on this
one. That one is real.
Yes. What? So a Polish couple in their 80s had read a review of fabric in London.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I mean, if you're going to go in with fabric.
Go on.
And they descended... But no, they attended a house and techno night called, yes, Wet Yourself, where they... They raved until 5 a.m.
Good on them.
Before heading back to Watford to visit their daughter.
They get better. Love that. They get better. Daughter, keys to the city.
Yeah, visit their daughter at 6 a.m. after partying all night at Wet Yourself. And next.
You can now order pizza to be delivered to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro.
Why would you do that?
Why? Why?
Well, in case you're hungry and you've just climbed the It's quite steep, you know what I mean?
Bring some rations or something, whatever you eat when you're on a mountain. That's like when you know when you go on a holiday and you see people like lining up outside the Golden Arches. Right? It's like, why would you go all the way on holiday and just eat the same food you can get back home?
No, you're talking rubbish there. Because it depends where you go on holiday. Because some of the holidays I went on, that was the best food you could get.
Right, well, yeah.
So your options are limited when you're on Kilimanjaro, I imagine.
Also, I'm never sure if it's the actual real arches or like the real... I mean, there was a very suspicious Wando's in Zante that I saw at one point.
I think that may have been shut now. I think the actual restaurant got a call.
You see what I mean, though? Because it can be confusing, especially with the bright lights.
You mean the Wherry Wherry Heaven one?
Yes.
Yeah. Chris is the kind of guy that goes on holiday, though, and asks for the other menu.
I bet he does.
They have the other menu.
What do you mean, children's?
No, just like the English menu.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Does it come with chips?
Yeah, that. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not as cultured as you, Dev.
Or, yeah, right. Are pizza drones on yet?
Huh?
Are pizza drones on yet? I saw a story about that.
That's a brilliant idea.
Pizza by drone.
Pizza is revolutionising the way takeout is done, actually. Pizza wants to be ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Pizzas are doing the drones. They're doing these fancy buttons that you can press. They're doing... deliveries to all sorts. They'll like. I saw this video of this one pizza guy who was happy to lob this pizza to the top of a flat to try and serve it.
Is that when you put in your special instructions?
They'll do any special instructions, but it doesn't always work like that with takeout, with other takeaways.
Yeah, I feel like they're a little bit overzealous sometimes. Like, do you ever get text messages from a pizza place? Like,
oh, yeah.
You have, and it comes off as a regular number. Yeah. So you think, oh, who's this? It's like, you haven't ordered a pizza in a while.
Yeah.
Got a 2-for-1 tonight if you're up for it. And they always catch me when I'm weak. Right. Hello, it's 2 for Tuesday over here.
Yeah. My local Womanos is needy.
Oh, you're hungry.
They're needy.
They are.
Yes, it is like
and they beg it a bit.
But it's also like they know when you need one.
Yes.
Like, oh, I'm ruining. Like, you know, when you're feeling a bit broken.
Well, that's because they got drones. They're spying on you.
Then the text arrives. It's like they know.
That's terrifying.
Real or no real? Pizza in Mount Kilimanjaro to the top of it.
Stupid. No real.
I don't see the point. No real.
That one is real.
That's what? Right. The company that rhymes with Wheatza What have. have set the world record for the highest altitude pizza delivery. On land at a height of 19,341 feet. It took 4 days to deliver the pizza, which was kept warm by a battery-powered heater, and it was pepperoni, if you care. And finally, on today's Real or No Real...
US rapper Macklemore and his mum will crash your wedding for $5,000.
How much for just the mum?
That sounds horrible.
No, what I mean is... come on! Come on, boys. What I'm saying is, if you can't afford the $5,000, I would still think it's a gimmick that
Macklemore... Imagine if you just turned on Radio 1 then.
How much for the mum?
What I'm saying is, if you can't afford that money, it would still be a gimmick at your wedding to say, oh, there's Macklemore's mum just coming in.
Yeah. Like, there's Julie. How do I know her name? That's weird.
Hilarious.
I do remember.
What is Macklemore's real name then? What's
his first name?
It's not Mackler.
His mum is.
He's not Mr. Moore.
How do I know that his mum's Julie though?
What, Julie Moore?
I don't know.
Could we find out before the end of the show?
Probably not.
I won't be able to sleep tonight if I don't know that. Is this like one of those meet and greets that, you know, like, I know Bieber's not doing it anymore, but it was a point where you could pay, if you have like a spare $2,000 lying around, for example, you could pay that to meet Justin Bieber for 5 minutes after one of your shows.
Yeah.
So it's like a more elaborate version of that. Are they going to do anything at the wedding? Are they going to be ushers? Will they...
They're going to crash the wedding.
They just help people find their seats? Or is that crashing, though, if you've already invited them?
No, well, that's what I mean. So crashing a wedding, what you've got to do, actually, is coming at the moment, you know, when they say, and does anyone here know of any reason why these two shouldn't get married? At that point, boom, in comes Macklemore and his mum.
What about Ryan Lewis? Is he involved in any of this?
I always feel he's a third wheel.
Yeah. Apparently he's heavily involved in a whole Macklemore project. I had a go at him once before and people put me straight.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's always on the credits.
Yeah.
Okay, real name of Macklemore? Ben Haggerty.
Why is he hiding? That's a good name.
So Julie Haggerty, they're his mum.
Julie Haggerty's his mum. Ben Haggerty. Now, isn't that the same last name as the Chaser?
Yes, it is. The governess.
The governess.
Yeah, could be related. So, Macklemore and his mum will crash your wedding for $5,000. Seems a bit cheap.
He's doing all right. Surely he doesn't need a little side hustle where he's charging people $5,000 to show up at a wedding. He's not even going to DJ or perform.
No.
So what do you reckon?
Just turns up. Real?
Nah, no real.
I'm going to go real.
That one is no real.
Yes.
No.
There we go.
They won't crash your wedding for $5,000. They will do it for free. Kind of.
Oh.
There we are. Macklemore and his mum Julie.
How do I know that?
Recently crashed a stranger's wedding in Washington, D.C. and uploaded the whole thing on Snapchat.
Oh.
At the end of that round of real or no real?
It's a score draw. I got 10, Dev got 10.
Yeah.
How much for the mum?
Macklemore could give or take. How much for the mum?
Okay, good. Those are the best bits of Tuesday's show. We're back tomorrow from 1, live from the Radio 1 Academy in Exeter. Scott Mills.